Then she started crying. She's like, I'm really lonely. And I was like, oh, okay. I can get
it. If you're crying on the first date, I'm out. If you can't hold it together for 45 minutes and a bottle of $12 Merlot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I was like,
so did you f-
no. No. No.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Thank you. Wow.
Things are, we didn't learn something.
Hey.
I think Cliff has deserved, he finally gets the producer credit. That's right, baby. What are you doing? This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I am that Brian Sturges. We're making it quick. Hey, on YouTube, I'm at Mr. Nope, that's incorrect. At, damn, why am I so unskilled at this? On YouTube, I'm at Brian Sturges. I'm at Mr. Brian Sturges and others. Just find me, smash, subscribe, like. Are you watching? I'm not. You guys are done. You want to know why I know you're done? Because it shows me. It shows me when people leave. Also, to my stage left, Cliff Beach. Cliff Beach Music, 11, son of a bitch. You can get his book, Side Hustle and Flow on Amazon. You want to know why? Because I'm trying to do.
Should I write a book called 1192?
Because he's full of lunch.
Oh,
you can get
his
book, Side Hustle and Flow, on Amazon and Audible. And of course, you know, I'm going to take it down. I'm going to calm it down. And of course, we have Timothy Ho, not producer, producer now, back in the editing, blah, 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 792 Studios, Archery, Timothy Ho's a bitch. Oh, I'm so glad. I have music done. I'm so glad to not have to do.
Oh, the editing.
Because it got to a point where putting out the shit was the joke. So I was just like, you know what I mean? Like, but I should have played the videos in full screen. Because then you had to watch on this tiny screen attached. So I will acknowledge that. And I should have obviously hid my bookmarks and what it was like, you know, Latina taints, which is a misprint. It's Latina paints, which is an all girl specialty hand painting stucco
taint
team.
Taint
squad.
Yeah.
Plus their dirty process. Yes. Also, these girls. Not
as
an umbrella. But you're going to need an umbrella with these ladies. You
know
what
I
mean?
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you what. The first four rows may get wet.
Ooh, like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
All right, so here are some things to talk about. By the way.
Talking points.
I have a new trash day, which means.
Oh, no beeps.
We should hear beeps. Who knew that last time was our last interaction? So it's been moved. So Bob, was that worth mentioning to you? Only if you've watched all of these and you're a true fan.
Yeah, a true fan.
Let's see. I have something called Miles' Daughter Money Card. I don't know what that means. Davis, Miles' daughter, not my daughter. Whose daughter? Someone's daughter money card.
Okay, fine.
Let me know what that means.
Is that a gift?
There is a black actress on Jeopardy.
Oh.
In which I thought of you because you will see what I saw.
Mm.
She's a theater actress. She played the aunt on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yes.
And she's super fabulous. And she is an alpha female. And
yes.
I have been in the theater for 35 years. I have done it all.
She
was a background singer for Bette Midler.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
Can we look her up? Are you doing it for me?
That was Aunt Vivian, the original Aunt Vivian. The dark skin one, not the light skin one, right?
It's the one who speaks like this.
Yes, that's the original.
Hilarious.
I like her.
So it was all like, you know, like when she was on camera, she was on camera. But then when the game was playing, she was just like. So I want you to see if you see what I see of her being like, hilarious. Like, I don't like, you know, like, it's like she thought she knew how to play the game.
Yep.
But she didn't practice.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was live. And then she was like.
I hear that. I'm excited to see it. Where is it?
What is wrong with you? God. I missed you, but it's so.
Who are you looking for?
How long do I
have to stop? It was Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, Celebrity.
It was Celebrity Jeopardy. And it had. Yeah.
Just put Aunt Vivian. It'll come up.
Aunt Vivian.
Oh, you know Aunt Vivian?
Yeah, that was her character, but they'll know who it is.
Like, not her.
Who is not her?
No.
It's the other one?
The light skinned one.
Okay, yeah. So Aunt Vivian
two.
Okay.
This is all worth it, people. It's gonna be worth it.
Well, I think they both were in that one. Is that one? Daphne Maxwell.
Daphne Maxwell.
Yeah,
Daphne
Maxwell. Oh, here's something else. I need cheaters now.
Yeah.
I figured out why.
Yep. That makes sense.
I was doing some email correspondence and I was making mistakes, and I noticed mistakes after the fact, and it turned out that I needed glasses. I'm cheating.
Daphne Maxwell, Celebrity Jeopardy.
Where do you see that?
Celebrity Jeopardy. You have to put it next to her name in the.
Now hiring. No, you, this is so much better. Even if you took 45 minutes to find it, it's better than anything that I put out in the last 4 weeks. I mean, Cliff is amazing.
Back to all now.
Okay.
All right, we're looking for.
Why can't you just go Celebrity Jeopardy? Like,
where am I?
Yeah, Jeopardy is.
Oh my God, this better be worth it. What's great is that we can't actually show any clips.
So. You can't.
Oh, hold on, it's saved. Hold on. It's my wife's account. Hold on, it's comic people. I don't think you should trim any of this. I think this is what people want to see.
I feel like I might get a note if I don't trim it.
Damn it, it's not, I forgot password. God damn. Can you... Are you fine? Are you also looking for it, or are you doing something completely different? You're doing something completely different. Would someone please comment below? Well, then I can't get it. Well, then somebody look up Celebrity Jeopardy listing of names.
How is there not a clip? I thought there was a clip of everything on YouTube.
I'm looking at the names.
I thought we found out who the name is.
I'm starting to feel like some of this will need to be trimmed.
Yeah, 100%.
Whatever. I don't give a shit anymore.
He's lost.
We need to know about Aunt Viv.
That was so much time, and we did not find out who it was.
I thought it was Daphne Maxwell Young Reed.
I can't see. I need glasses. Whew.
Well, you know what they say about the second episode.
Oh, you know, they, fun fact I learned that the average car for millionaires are Hondas, Toyotas, and Fords.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not.
They do the high equity cars. They do cars that hold their value the highest. That's because they're wealth people.
Oh.
So
wait, what about like those
this guy was talking
Lamborghinis
about.
And stuff? Do they, as soon as you drive it off the lot, they lose?
Well, those are the biggest luxury cars. You can go buy a Porsche for $12,000. You know, it's maybe 15 years old, but it's going to look sweet.
Oh, okay.
You know, sweet.
Some broad won't know the difference, you know what I mean?
Oh, some broad.
Some glug, you know, glug.
Blowing
glug,
on everybody else's day.
Oh, glug.
Who is that? What else are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm. I Can Drink You Pretty. That's my next book.
It's a short?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't.
Novella?
I couldn't.
Mike's Daughter Money Card. That's what that means.
Ooh.
Mike's Daughter.
Mike's Daughter. Mike's... But why would I write this down?
Who?
Oh, that's Mike? The story. You know what? Not worth of a story. But leave that in.
Oh.
I want you to know that I saved you a story.
Okay. I have a story.
Right. Oh, good.
You want to tell it while I look up who the hell that one was on Jeopardy.
So here's the deal. As you know, I've been back on the apps. Now I'm not talking about TGI Fridays. I'm talking about...
Someone's eating those cheddar biscuits.
Yeah. I'm talking about
Bumble,
the dating
Grumble,
apps. Yeah.
Humble.
So the dating apps, like...
Stumble.
Like, they get you into this, like, in-app purchase thing, right? So, like, in the past 3 months when I added it up, I've probably spent, like, $300 just messaging people like that.
Wait, you have to pay to message somebody?
You don't, but the free version, like, they don't see as fast or as quick. If you want to bump the line, you pay like $3 or whatever.
So then,
like,
they know you're a baller.
And I was like, where is this charging? And I didn't remember, so I had to look it up. And then I was like, oh, how many of these have I done? I just went back to check, and I was like, oh, this is, I mean, it's not,
oh, no.
It's not crazy, but yeah. I was like, oh, whatever. But the main thing is that I've been on three actual dates.
Oh, that's right.
All black women. So the first one, she was, like, slightly bigger. It was cool. Like, we went on three dates. I paid every time. Set up the dates. But then I realized, like, after the third date, I was like, she was always late. But the more important thing was, like, she never messaged me. Like, I would message her, and she would reply. But, like, she never messaged me. And she never set anything up. And she never offered to pay. And I was like, well, I don't really feel like she cared either way. So, moved on.
Oh, she's getting a free dinner.
It's hard to take those single dates on with those big ladies because you know they're eating. They're gonna.
Yeah.
You know, they're ordering from the left side of the menu. You know what I mean?
The Fred Flintstone Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
You know,
comes over.
So they're getting naps.
My Buick tips. Yeah. They're getting naps.
Okay.
I'm gonna need all this to go.
I've seen that video. Some guy, he took out his girl, and then she brought all her friends for like a party, and expected him to pay for like $4,000 for the bill. He was like, "I don't, I'm not paying."
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never met any of these people. So
yeah,
yeah,
crazy. So then, second date, That it was set up through this other app that's like a blind dating service. That's how I met my previous ex. Yeah. Well, the dog and the stick really give it away.
Michael Scott.
But so essentially,
blind guy,
black girl, she was 20 minutes late. They messaged me, hey, she's going to be late. When she finally got there, as soon as I saw her, I was like, pass in my mind. But anyway.
You didn't say it out loud?
Yeah. So they're like, we're setting you up for drinks. I'm like, okay, whatever. They sat us to dinner. So then she's like, have you ever been here looking at the menu? I was like, I'm not eating dinner. Like, it's past dinner time for me. I'm not eating. So then that got weird.
You went grumpy?
No, that's what they set up. Like, they told us it was just going to be drinks. Because they asked, like, do you want to do dinner? Do you want drinks? I said drinks. And they told us both drinks.
Oh, that's set up in the app?
Yeah, that was all set up. So we were supposed to have drinks.
What about
only.
Free will?
Drinks only.
Okay.
So anyway, I think she wanted to eat, but I didn't.
She was
and
hungry.
So then she felt I was awkward, but I was like, I already ate because they said we weren't eating, you know? So whatever. So, like, through the date, like, you write feedback at the end. So I said no immediately.
So, so does she.
Okay. And, like, in her thing, she was like, yeah, the conversation didn't free flow. It was awkward. And I was like, in my mind, you were awkward. You were the one that kept closing the conversation. And you have no self-awareness that you are awkward and not really worth talking to. Like, you're a very boring person.
I know that I'm awkward.
Yeah. But beyond that.
Well, we need you. You're the special sauce in this.
But beyond that, I was already going to leave because she was 20 minutes late. But when she got there, I said, well, why were you late? I thought she was in traffic or whatever. No. She was at a boba shop down the street. Did not give adequate
time. Pre-game in the meal.
Yeah. She drank two bobas.
She had two bobas?
Yeah. Before she came.
I'd be peeing out.
How are you going to eat dinner with two bobas full of balls? If you're going to be full of them with balls and milky tea, it's going to be me.
Oh, boy.
And so that was a no. Pass. All good. And I paid. I'm pretty sure she didn't pay. Then the next one, I went out with this Ugandan girl. I never dated African girls. So I said, okay, let's try it. As soon as the date starts, I already see her like in the car as I walk by. Big girl, tall girl. I was like, oh, okay. Not for me. But beyond that, I've dated big and tall. Believe me, I don't care. But and she kind of had a vibe. So I had to say no at the end. And I was kind of on the fence. But this is what clinched it. These were the red flags. We sit down.
Okay, red flag.
I say, what made you leave Uganda? I was a journalist. I wrote some shit about the government I shouldn't have. I had to flee the country. I was like, okay, that's one thing. And she's like, I have a daughter. She's back there. I was also married before. Okay. Then she was like, I want to get married again. Okay. And I want to have three more kids. Okay. And I'm from a culture that you would have to pay a dowry for me. I said, absolutely not. You would pay for me. I am the prize in this situation. So then from there,
diva.
Beyond that, though, she was like, and just to note, because I was like, well, you know, normal questions like, how many brothers and sisters do you have? 30. Because my dad's 30? A polygamist and has four wives and a bunch of concubines. I said, oh, man.
That's a lot of baby showers.
I was like, can I go to...
I mean, that's a lot of Sundays booked with the family.
I was like,
it's untenable.
I was like, can I move to Uganda and be polygamist? She said, yes, absolutely.
Well, now, hold on. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
You wouldn't do it?
And only men can be polygamous based on the law. Oh, women can't do it.
You guys figure that out. You're like, all right, listen, you think these fucking bitches are going for it? Here's the thing. We're going to go tell them and we can fuck everybody.
Yeah.
But they can't fuck nobody.
Yeah. And it's very rare divorce. You'll separate, but not divorce. The only two reasons that you can divorce is if someone is abusive, which I was like, that's pretty crazy. Like, if I just want to get out of the marriage, I just beat the shit out of them.
Oh, boy.
And there was some other reason that I can't remember, but either way, I was like, I was on the fence because she kind of had a vibe where like, she was
kind of
like,
turned you on.
Then she started crying. She's like, I'm really lonely, and I was like,
If you're crying on the first date, I'm out. If you can't hold it together for 45 minutes and a bottle of $12 Merlot.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I was like,
so did you fuck her in the pussy?
No, because I'm trying to be a good person. I'm trying to be like, you know what? I'm not going to use people's psychology against them. I'm just going to move on. So I have one more date coming up. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think she is slightly older, but whatever. We'll see. But it's crazy.
This sounds like an actual nightmare to me.
It is a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Oh, but in that date, she was like, we'll split it. So I was like, that's cool. The first girl who ever offered to split anything with me, everybody just expected me to pay.
That is cool. Ladies, I know there's a big demographic.
Huge.
Paying... when you're with a man, it's a big deal. And all you need to pay for is the cheap shit. So buy the Starbucks. He'll buy the meal. But you pick up anything like under $10 or $20.
Yeah, anything. But
if you go to ice creams, the two of you, you get the $6 ice creams. Exactly. But then what take you to Morton's?
Let me get that $145. Rocky Road, baby.
Yeah, the bovine tank.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get it there.
About. Yeah, yeah, you got to really. Gotta make
choose your own bovine.
It's the fact that should you have to swimming? Wear Teddy Roosevelt's old wrestling uniform. Why? And you got to choke him out.
Why?
Van Nuys.
Why is my bovine floating at the top? Why are they in water to begin with?
We will find out who that woman from Black Jeopardy was. Not Black Jeopardy. She now I started now.
Oh,
I started Googling
Black Jeopardy.
I started Googling Black Woman in Jeopardy, and now all I see are the pictures.
Oh yeah.
But she. But it was like. Just watch it because you can see her die. You can see her dying a thousand deaths.
Love it.
While trying to solve a puzzle.
Well, I'd love.
We're gonna find it though. Before I go, well, I'm gonna go get the iPad. Or I'm gonna walk downstairs. I'm gonna put Hulu on. I'm gonna go to the episode that I watched. And I'm gonna look it up. I don't know why I'm not getting the list.
I don't know. It's probably Watch History.
Suspense.
Watch History.
Oh, Watch History. Yeah.
But yeah, no, but yeah. So the dating scene, it's pretty abysmal, I must say.
I have a new trash day.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I heard.
What yeah. day is it?
Mind your business.
Yeah, mind your goddamn business.
But as I had previously mentioned, fuck it, right in the pussy, I found out, now I had seen.
Right in it.
I had seen a few when newscasters are live and doing local reports, there is a series of people that started running up in the back and saying, fuck it, right in the pussy, right? Now, I did not realize how much it has grown until there was like an 18-minute compilation of just a very quick sentence, and it was thousands of
just people running up,
just
behind.
Running up. So if you can watch that, that's hysterical. We obviously can't play that, but
and that's based on a Trump reference, right? Didn't he say that in that?
Well, he's a grabber
of the pussy.
Well, it's kind of like
pussy.
Right?
Yeah,
fucker right in the pussy.
How you doing, YouTube algorithm? Pussy. Cat.
Yeah,
vagina.
What's new, pussy? Whoa.
Let's see. Let me check my other fine.
Tom Bones. You know?
Yes.
Yep. Black actress Jeopardy.
He had a Delilah song. Anyway. Love him. Do you ever see Sex Bomb? You ever see his version of Kiss? Oh, yeah. Good
really?
Stuff. In the 80s. Yeah, some good stuff.
I probably saw it when I was a youngster.
There's a very good Simpsons where Maggie is dancing to Sex Bomb.
Hmm.
That's enough of this. I can't really read the other one. I think it says Renaissance Guy.
Oh, you ever been to a Renaissance
Fair? Or Pasadena Any.
Oh, maybe you're talking about the Renaissance Fair?
Ren Fairs? Big titty wenches? Wenchels, donuts.
That is what they're known for, Renaissance Fairs, right?
Yes.
What, wenches,
they're like
donuts?
Puddles.
Heifers? Or not heifers. What are they called?
Oh, those
wenches.
Big girls?
But they're something else. Yes.
So
I know a friend that goes every year, a big girl.
Well, you could take one of your dates. Are you just looking to get laid, or are you looking for a serious committed relationship in which you ejaculate your seminal fluid inside of her?
I'm looking.
And then one of the spermatozoa goes, I think, north by northwest. They call it the old Jimmy Stewart.
That's a good movie. the old
goes up
Black
and
Hitchcock.
And he goes, oh, it's actually cock itch if you.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. No, I'm looking for something long term. I don't like doing short term. I mean, I could.
You want to get married or no? You want to be one of us suckers?
I'd like to get married at some point.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I'm all for
it.
See, my wife listens to the show and I love her.
Yeah. But I think now I understand more about what I want. I think there's a certain I do have a type, but I think more importantly, like I went too young the last one, but I think splitting the difference. I still want to go younger. I think like
yeah, nobody wants 30. An old hag.
I think someone like 30 to 32 would be ideal. I don't want to go.
What about a 35?
I don't want to go past 35 or 36. I mean, I would, but like ideally, I think younger is better. Like I wanted someone further up the road from the last one, but not too far up the road.
Sure.
Where their eggs are gone brown. You know.
I heard a statistic that
I did have a
Tom Cruise divorced all of his ladies.
I don't know what this move is, but. It was beautiful to watch the historic culture be born.
It's true.
Ah.
Castanets.
Oh, you're talking about...
John Castanets, the director.
But yes, you know, no one thinks about the inevitable if your wives are gone. But you'd have to...
Oh, I think about it 3-4 times a day.
I mean, you'd
kidding
have to
me?
Start over.
You know, I had to pay her $1,500 to leave the house just so I could do this. I was like, here, go buy yourself one of those Milanos, those Blolics. Go buy a Milano Blolics. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I sent it to Walmart and said, give me gas.
Where's the best place to meet women? Like, there used to be a singles bar, singles cruises. I don't know about that, but...
Well, aren't you out? Like, shouldn't you be...
Organically meeting?
Shouldn't you be like, hey...
Well, the thing is, only people who ever talk to me at performances after are, like, men. Like, women never come up to me and say good job or whatever. They don't care.
I thought I saw one do it, right?
Yeah, but was she problematic?
I don't know.
Did she look good?
She was dressed in a red flag.
That's a great lyric. Was she
problematic? She's dressed in a red flag? Yeah, that makes sense. Wrapped in a red flag. Well, if you wear rose-colored glasses, they just look like flags. You don't notice anything.
Mm-hmm.
With an L.
Yes. Oh, yeah, flags.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it.
Sucked off a couple flags.
Well.
I'm pansexual.
I do. Yeah.
He's out.
Finally. God
damn. Yeah.
Market is 127.
I told Wayne Brady, I said, I want to make a deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, good
yep.
for him.
So Whose dick is it anyway?
You think he asked his D to the tops? See, now, if you're double dipping, then you'll just be like, I don't care. Just put something in your mouth, right?
Sure.
So, like, if the new vice president of programming is a homosexual, right. It's like, whatever.
Or oh, sure, woman. Yeah.
Well, we all start out female anyway, you know, really. So it's like having the duality of the goddess inside me is not that far a stretch.
I see.
The divine inner goddess, my divine femininity. I don't have to push that down. Like, it doesn't make you less masculine to acknowledge that. Like, we're part half our moms. So, like, we would have a dichotomy.
Oh, so wait, do we all start out female and then some of us just have a little.
Yes, we're all spoons and then we spork, you know, a little something pokes out and they're like, oh.
And then I cut it off and it's thrown into a Rubbermaid container.
And that's what we call the Y chromosome. But the dad dictates the sex. They never give us credit, but that's true.
Well, you have to, when you're ejaculating inside of your channel, that is that you have to be like, dick. I want my kid to have a dick.
It's hard to say.
You're fucking your wife and you keep saying over and over, I want dick.
I
want
to have a dick, yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I want tick.
30 minutes.
Oh, go, let's go.
I want tick.
All right, we're going to
15
TikTok.
Minutes of that. Hey, where the hell is that? I want to know who that Black Jeopardy lady was. Would you just make a special announcement at the end and put a picture up?
Put it in the comment.
Yeah.
She was wearing a dress. God, I wish.
Oh, man, that narrows it down. The Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios.
Oh,
they named the
stage after him. Oh, he's dead. So that little jingle, Merv Griffin wrote that. He sang that to his kids. That was a little lullaby. He said he never did that. Uh-oh, that's Andy whatever. That's Andy Hoo-Hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Andy guy.
Oh! It's Wheel of Fortune.
That makes sense.
Google it now. It was a 50-50.
Woo!
Wait, Google it now to see if it's there.
Google it. This is totally worth it in the wide.
Yeah, Daphne Reed.
Damn it.
Daphne Reed, Wheel of Fortune.
I've been watching both.
You're that guy now. You're watching reruns.
Come on, my mother's in town. I've been watching a lot of low-sodium
reruns. I watched cassette tapes of,
put it in here.
What was the whammy one?
But stop picking her name. We don't know if that's her name.
Oh, it is. No, you said it was Aunt Viv, the light one. It should be right.
So it's a celebrity?
It should be...
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
It should be Daphne Reed.
Let me go to...
If it's on there, it should be on there. Is it Shirley Ralph from Moesha?
I have to say, she speaks like this.
That's Shirley Ralph, I think. I think that's who you're thinking of. If it was recent this year.
Cheryl?
Because she's Jamaican, but she has a thick, but she doesn't have the accent. She was Moesha's mom and Brandy's mom. I think that's who you're thinking of.
Here it is.
If we're thinking of black TV moms.
Francisca Reza? No. Joel, here it is. I see the red dress. What is it? Jennifer Lewis?
Jennifer Lewis. Oh, I love Jennifer Lewis.
Jennifer Lewis.
So, yeah, she wasn't the...
Put up a picture of Jennifer Lewis right here.
Yeah, she was the other aunt. You're talking from Blackish. Jennifer Lewis. She's hilarious. Yes. I love Jennifer Lewis.
Jennifer Lewis. Go hashtag Jennifer Lewis. We love
only
you.
One N?
I think that's it. right?
That's it. That's her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Jennifer Lewis. She's amazing.
Watch it. Watch. Do you have Hulu?
So good. Yeah, I have Hulu.
You gotta watch it.
Okay.
Just watch your face when.
Oh, Joe Madden. He got fat. Who else is it?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Tiny Tim TikToks.
We saw this last week.
Oh!
But keep it in.
You okay?
Because you didn't see
it. Are you okay?
Now that's a sex move.
Are you okay?
That's a dismount.
Oh, is he just having a pee?
He's just taking a piss in the airport.
And the guy's just holding on to this. Oh, he drank way too much water because that's a long one.
Why is he holding on to him, though?
Well, because he's going to arrest him, but he's still peeing.
Oh, there he goes.
Because his dick's out.
Yeah, it's an indecent exposure.
You wonder why I fly Delta?
Was loud.
You know what I mean? I mean,
that was a long pee.
Well, could he not get to the bathroom? Or
usually there's a bathroom right
down
the
hall. But he was in the airport.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was on the plane, and it was occupado.
There's a lot of mysteries there.
Spirit does have the roughest people.
Hey, this is an example of that tight dancing that you were talking about earlier.
What is she doing?
That
and why?
Is a man.
It is.
Why, though? Why?
It looks like a woman, but it's a man.
I can see the penis. That's true.
But I'm saying it's like this sun, like I've done, like, drugs on boat. Is this a Florida? It's, like...
It's a long, I think it's a we long could, video.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. That really hurts everywhere.
I want to know, have you ever seen my fucking cock? Because Jesus Christ.
I don't know, but why would you even make a video like that to post? I don't know.
Got him. I'm gonna shoot his ass for fucking around today.
I remember you. You're the security guard of the building, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I've been having problems with you, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, man? I want to apologize to you, man.
Okay.
I hadn't had my medicine, man. I'm on psychotropic medicine, man. You know I'm a schizophrenia, you know?
Right.
You know, I hear voices. I see things. They say this is not really there. And I just want to apologize to you because I was wrong. Hey, you know, I've been working all day. I've been working for 12 hours all day. Can you just shake my hand?
Of course. That's all I've been wanting was an apology from you. That's it. Sir. That's all. I'm just trying to do my job, sir.
But you know what, sir? I was thinking about something. Ow! Motherfucker, this nigga Craig. Dude, come on. Hey, you going to fucking jail, man. You know what? Hey, get the fuck off my property. Fuck, gone.
He played him.
He keeps going.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
What? I'm on schizophrenia, motherfucker.
Hey, you better not bring that knife over here. Your ass gonna die tonight. Come on.
You got a gun?
Come on, motherfucker. Come find out.
You got a gun?
Come find out.
I don't think you got a gun. He's a rinky-dink motherfucking cop. Hey, you know what? I was, big bro, I told you I'd take medication.
Calm down, man.
I don't know what be wrong with me. I just lost everything. Ow!
I don't think we're gonna get any better than that. This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis, and I am that Brian Sturgis. You can follow me at Brian Sturgis and Mr. Brian Sturgis. Follow Cliff Beach at Cliff Beach Music, Side Hustle and Flow on Amazon and Audible. Timothy Hall, Timothy Hall Music, 1192 Studios, Timothy Hall Archery, Timothy Hall is a biatch. Hey, time for some new batteries. Listen, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Peace.
Yeah. You needed one more. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. I'm on that schizophrenia.